This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. Chinese President Xi Jinping has met with his Argentine counterpart Mauricio Macri in Beijing. As part of the meeting, Xi Jinping has suggested the two countries expand cooperation in areas such as infrastructure, energy, agriculture, and mining. He also says the Chinese government will do what it can to support Argentina as the host of next year's G20. After the meeting, the two leaders have also overseen the signing of a series of agreements in areas such as education, culture, agriculture, sports, investment, and railways. Macri, one of nearly 30 world leaders to attend this week's Belt and Road Forum in Beijing. It's been announced South Korea's former Prime Minister Lee Hae-chan will be visiting China from this Thursday as a special envoy of South Korean President Moon Jae-in. China's foreign ministry announcing it'll be a three-day trip. However, they have not provided any details about the agenda. Current president of the UN Security Council says there is ample possibility to impose new sanctions on North Korea over its missile launch. Elbio Rosselli has made the remarks after a closed-door meeting among the 15 council members on the North Korean issue. The meeting is conveyed 2 days after Pyongyang test-fired a ballistic missile. Officials and business leaders from China and the U.S. discussing ways to deepen cooperation in technology innovation. It's part of the ongoing U.S.-China Innovation and Investment Summit taking place in Houston, Texas. The summit bringing together more than 500 participants, including investors from China and representatives of high-tech companies from the United States. The event meant to bring together innovative technology companies as well as venture capitalists, private equity firms, startup accelerators, and incubators. It's also expected to help give Chinese investors more access to investment opportunities for technology and tech products in the U.S. China Aerospace Science and Technology Corporation has formed a fund of 150 billion yuan with a group of centrally administered state-owned enterprises to invest in emerging strategic industries. The fund will mainly target areas including 3D printing, aerospace, biological medicine, clean energy, and high-speed railways. The investment fund, established to improve the SOE's innovative ability and make breakthroughs in core technology, as well as boost emerging industries and foster new driving forces for growth, also expected to increase cooperation among SOEs themselves. New Zealand Prime Minister Bill English holding talks with his Japanese counterpart Shinzo Abe in Tokyo. Economic cooperation and trade ties have been high on the agenda with the two leading advocates of the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement. U.S. President Donald Trump pulling the U.S. out of the 12-nation deal immediately after taking office in January, effectively killing the agreement. New Zealand last week, though, becoming the second nation after Japan to ratify the TPP with the hope of someday reviving it. Turkey's military is reporting that it's killed 11 Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, militants in airstrikes. Airstrikes reportedly hitting PKK targets in northern Iraq, destroying shelters, caves, bases, weapons, and machine gun emplacements. Military fighter jets and unmanned aerial vehicles said to have been involved in the strikes. Turkish officials say the PKK militants were allegedly preparing to attack Turkish security stations along the border. European Council President Donald Tusk says he wants other member states to be fair towards London in the Brexit process. Detailed technical divorce talks set to start following Britain's June elections, roughly a year after Britain's referendum to leave the European Union. At the same time, European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker is saying preparations for the most active phase of the Brexit talks now in the hands of their capable divorce lawyers. Under Article 50 of the EU Treaty, Britain due to leave in early 2019, 2 years after British Prime Minister Theresa May filed formal notice of its withdrawal. Final preparations are getting underway in Saudi Arabia as that country prepares to hold two major summits among U.S. President Donald Trump and Arab leaders. Trump expected to arrive in Saudi Arabia on Saturday in his first foreign visit as U.S. president. U.S. president scheduled to attend the Gulf Cooperation Council U.S. summit as well as the Arab, Islamic, and U.S. summit in Riyadh. Various topics, but particularly counterterrorism, are expected to highlight the agenda. Group of armed militants reportedly launching several attacks in eastern Afghanistan. Targets have reportedly included the office of the Nangarhar provincial governor, a local police station, and a television building. Local officials have yet to comment on possible casualties or other aspects of the attack. So far, there's been no claim of responsibility. It comes on the heels of the Taliban announcing its annual spring offensive earlier this May. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.